Chapter 2. Away We Go. My eyes pop open at 11:54 p.m. Good. I had set my alarm for 11:55, but now I won't have to worry about Nana hearing it go off. If she did, she might come to my room to investigate, and that would ruin my whole plan. I turn off the alarm, throw back my covers, and scramble out of bed. I glance down at myself. I'm in my pajamas with the little bulldogs on them that Nana sent me for Hanukkah. I might be mad at Nana, but I love these PJs. And it makes sense for me to be in PJs for the sleepover party anyway, right? I stuff my feet into sneakers and rush out of my room into the hallway.
"What are you doing?"
asks a sleepy voice. I jump. It's Jonah, standing in the doorway of his room. What is he doing awake at almost midnight?
"I heard you moving around,"
he tells me, rubbing his eyes. He has total bedhead. His curly brown hair is all messed up. He's wearing his soccer ball pajamas that Nana sent him for Hanukkah.
"I'm going to Penny's sleepover," I tell Jonah, smoothing down my own messy brown curls. Then I turn to head downstairs.
"What? No!" Jonah gasps, grabbing my arm. "Are you going to walk over in your pajamas in the middle of the night? You can't do that." I shake my arm loose.
"No, silly. I'm going to take the mirror."
Jonah snort laughs. "The mirror? Mary Rose isn't going to send you to Penny's. She doesn't take requests. And Penny doesn't live in a fairy tale. Her house is big, but it's not a real castle."
I flush. "Mary Rose might send me there. If I ask nicely, really, really nicely."
"What if Nana checks on you and you're gone?" Jonah demands.
"Why would she check on me? She doesn't know about the mirror."
I gesture to my parents' room down the hall where Nana is staying.
"And she's fast asleep. She's tired. She's old."
"I'm coming downstairs with you," he says.
"Jonah!"
I start. Before I can tell him I'm going alone, he runs into his room and comes back with his sneakers and a hoodie on. Then he rushes past me down the stairs.
"You are not coming to Penny's with me," I whisper yell.
Showing up at the sleepover with my little brother is not what I have in mind. No one wants a little brother at a sleepover, especially someone else's little brother.
"If Mary Rose says she's sending you to Penny's, I won't come,"
Jonah whisper yells back over his shoulder.
"Ruff!"
Prince barks, bounding out of Jonah's room and following my brother downstairs. This is getting out of hand.
"Shh," I say, heading after Jonah and Prince. "You guys better not wake up Nana."
The three of us hurry down the first flight of stairs, around the corner, and down the basement steps.
"Stay back,"
I tell Jonah and Prince as I come to a stop right in front of the mirror. The mirror is huge, bigger than me, and bolted onto the wall. The frame is made of stone and decorated with fairies and wands. The mirror came with the house when we moved in. Can you believe the people who lived here before us just left it there? Major score for us. I glance at my watch. It's exactly midnight. Perfect! I love being punctual. I knock on the glass 3 times.
"Hi, Mary Rose," I say to the mirror. "It's Abby. Can you take me to Penny's house, please? Pretty please? Pretty please with maple syrup and strawberries on top?"
The mirror starts to hiss. Then a purple light radiates from the glass. Finally, the glass starts to swirl.
"It's working,"
I say, feeling a rush of excitement.
"She's going to take me. She's going to take me."
I glance over my shoulder at Jonah.
"Do not come with me. Do you hear me? Do not come with me."
"You don't know that the mirror is taking you to Penny's," Jonah argues.
"Abby, listen. You're mad at Nana and not thinking clearly."
Prince barks his agreement. "They don't know what they're talking about. Mary Rose is taking me to Penny's. I just know it."
"Do not come," I tell my brother again. And then I jump in. Thump.
Ouch. I land on my hands and knees and feel the scrape of rough wood against my palms. Wood?
Please be Penny's basement. Please be Penny's basement. I dust off my PJs and stand up, and then... Ah! I'm staring right into the open eyes of a deer. Seriously. I jump back. Wait. It's the entire head of a deer. A head of a deer? I take a closer look at the animal. Oh, it's actually a stuffed deer head mounted on the wall. Not that that's any less scary, but at least it won't eat me. I cringe and glance away from its glassy amber eyes. Big mistake, because now I'm staring at a stuffed brown bear head also hung on the wall, and the bear does not look happy. The room is full of dead animals, hung like trophies. Gross, gross, gross. Where am I? Could this be a room in Penny's house? A room I've never been inside? A room she has never shown me because she knows I'd be creeped out by all the dead animal heads?
Excuse me.
I hear a man's voice say loudly behind me, "What are you doing here?" I freeze. Then I hear a sudden loud thump, followed by a familiar voice. Abby? I spin around and see Jonah sitting at a weird angle on the ground. His eyes are wide and Prince is clutched in his arms. Oh, why are you here? I ask my brother. I told you not to come. Then I notice why Jonah is sitting at a weird angle. He's on top of a man. A passed-out man. A passed-out man with bright red hair and a scruffy beard who's wearing a green vest. That must be the man who spoke to me before. Jonah! I cry, pointing down at the man. What? Who? Is he okay? Jonah's eyes are getting even wider. I don't know. When I went through the portal, I landed on him, and I think he hit his head. I run over to peer down at the man. His eyes are closed. Is he... I'm afraid to ask. Prince whimpers worriedly.
He's breathing, Jonah says, leaning close to the man's face. I think I just knocked him unconscious.
Sure enough, the man lets out a long sound, like he's fast asleep.
You pulled a Wizard of Oz, I tell Jonah.
Huh?
Remember when Dorothy's house lands on top of the witch?
No, Jonah says. Well, that's what you did, except he's not a witch.
And I'm not a house, Jonah points out.
I wonder who he is, I say, looking at the unconscious man again. Do you think he's Penny's dad? Jonah glances around.
No way. We're definitely not in Penny's house.
How do you know for sure? I ask him.
The dead animal heads.
Penny might have dead animal heads, I say. Prince flattens his ears and growls at the animal heads. I know how he feels. Jonah points to a window.
It's the middle of the day. We didn't time travel to Penny's.
True. It is bright outside.
We must be in a fairy tale, Jonah says. See, aren't you glad I came now?
I am, I have to admit. Thank you for not listening to me before. So, if we're in a fairy tale, which one are we in? I look around the room more slowly now. It's a strange room, even aside from the animal heads. Everything in it, the bed, the desk, the chair, looks to be made out of tree bark. I can even see that there's a tree bark kitchen and a tiny tree bark bathroom down the hall. Plus, there's a giant tree trunk growing straight out of the floor. What is this place? I wonder out loud. Is it a beanstalk?
A beanstalk?
Jonah asks excitedly, scrambling up off the passed out man.
Are we finally in Jack and the Beanstalk?
My brother cheers. Then his face falls.
Don't tell me I landed on Jack. Ah, did I break Jack?
Never mind, it doesn't look like a beanstalk, I say quickly. I'm sure that's not Jack, and you didn't break him. Jonah's shoulders relax.
Phew. I mean, I feel bad for this guy, whoever he is, but I would be super sad to have broken Jack. I notice a bunch of bows and arrows stacked against the wall. Could we be in Robin Hood? I ask.
I love Robin Hood! Jonah cheers again. Then his face falls again.
Don't tell me I broke Robin Hood. That's almost as bad as breaking Jack.
I study the stuffed animal heads. Actually, I don't think Robin Hood is a hunter. The passed-out guy gives another loud snort sound.
We should really call a doctor, I say.
Thankfully, just then, I spot a phone on the wooden desk. Whew. I run over and pick up the receiver. There's only one symbol on it, a star, so I press it. The line rings twice, and then a woman answers.
Howleton Helpline, this is Mona, she says cheerfully. How are you, Huntsman?
Huntsman? I repeat.
Yes, I have caller ID, Mona says.
Oh, so I'm not in Robin Hood's house?
Who's Robin Hood?
Or Jack's house? I ask, just to make sure.
I don't know a Jack either, Mona replies. But you're calling from the Huntsman's house, am I right?
You are, I say. I'm Abby, and I came to visit the, Huntsman. But I think he hit his head and is unconscious. Can you send a doctor?
Oh, sure, no problem. Help is on the way.
Mona hangs up.
I look at Jonah. He looks at me. Prince barks.
What story has a huntsman? I ask. I mean, Snow White does, but we've already been there, and it didn't look anything like this. I notice a small wooden doorway straight ahead. I walk over, open it carefully, and look down. Way down. Wow, we're up high in the air, like 20 or 30 feet off the ground. We're in a forest full of huge trees with enormous branches and dark green leaves. The sky is bright blue, not a cloud in sight, and the temperature feels just right, like the most perfect spring day. Jonah comes to join me by the doorway and peers outside.
Abby, we're in a treehouse! He exclaims.
He's right, but this isn't like any treehouse I've ever been in. My best friend Frankie has a treehouse, but hers doesn't have a whole tree trunk shooting up inside of it. And of course, hers doesn't have dead animal decorations, or an unconscious huntsman.
Hey, there's another treehouse, Jonah says, pointing across the way.
This treehouse has a welcome sign on the outside wall, along with a bird feeder. Two little bluebirds are nibbling at birdseed. The window frames are painted a lemon yellow.
I bet that treehouse has normal things inside, like vases and paintings and conscious people.
Snort,
says the huntsman, still asleep.
And there's another, Jonah says, pointing to the left.
This treehouse has a clothesline going from it to another tree. I can see pairs of pants and a bunch of socks moving in the gentle breeze. All the treehouses, including the one we're in, have long wooden ladders that go straight down from their doorways through the leaves and branches.
Okay, we're in a forest full of treehouses.
Which fairy tale has treehouses? Suddenly, I hear a sound coming from the forest below.
La 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 la!
A girl's voice trills. I hear singing, I say. Prince barks, running over to us and looking down.
Me too,
Jonah says, straining to listen.
La la la, a tasty treat. La la la, she'll get something to eat.
The girl sings. The singing gets louder. I squint down through the branches. Now I can see the girl, the one who's singing. She's wearing a long red hoodie and walking on a path through the forest. She's swinging something in her hands. A basket? Yep, a wicker picnic basket. Oh, wait, she's not wearing a hoodie. It's more like a cape with a hood.
A hood!
I holler.
A red hood! So we are in Robin Hood,
Jonah exclaims.
Is that him?
He has such a high voice, huh? Jonah is going to be disappointed, because that is not Robin Hood. Only one person wears a red hood in a fairy tale.